Blog Talk Radio.
Child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom, but blood thicker than mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Lord, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. But you're still checking each other out. Yes, you are. And nobody wants to blow. And nobody wants to be left out. No, you can't leave cause your heart is there. You can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway, cause you are broke down. It's a family affair.
Yeah, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Oh, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Welcome, family. You have your Omega 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I like to say hello and welcome. Welcome once again to those newcomers and oldcomers. I say welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to station identification, and we'll be right back at you, and we're going to color him father. Okay. Well, I think we got our listener in the room here. So I can hold off on that station identification, and I'd like to welcome all those newcomers. And I'd like to also say Alafia, Jim Hotep, you have your Empress here ready to serve you. And I am your advisor, the one you need, and as well as your counselor. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another day of Care to Read here in the room. We've been talking about spiritual things, spiritual guides, spiritual meditation. And we've also been inviting various different perspective counselors as well as advisors in the room. And today we have with us an excellent spiritual advisor that we'd like to introduce you to. And she is our guest host today, and her name is Reverend Mother Burks, and she's from Star City, Arkansas, also raised here in Gary, Indiana. She is a spiritual advisor. Her training comes by way of Reverend Kirby Jeffries, who trained her back in 1994. She has been really a gift here in the northern Indiana area with all of her spiritual specialty areas, Reiki healing, as well as energy healing. And I know Mother Burks from being a special counselor and advisor and teacher. And she has definitely been an inspiration for me and a motivator for me. I wanted her to be a part of our panelists and to be a part of our show this week to talk about what it is she does here in the community of Gary, Indiana. Some people might not know her, but I'd like to introduce her to you and give you a little bit of background about the fact that she is a metaphysicist. And as I talked to you earlier about the fact that metaphysicists are now getting their skills sharpened, they're coming out of the closet, and they're talking more about what it is they do. I'd like to introduce her to you, and I'll bring her on shortly and say hello to her, and then we'll go to station identification. Caller number one, you're in the air. Who am I speaking to?
Well, this is Mother Burks on this line.
Okay, Mother Burks is on this line. Hello, Mother Burks. How are you?
Hello. Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mother Burks, and she will be speaking to us shortly. We're going to go to station identification, take a short break for house cleaning, and we'll come right back at you, Mother Burks, in the air. Hold tight.
There's a man in my house, he's so big and strong. Goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night feeling tired and beat. Sits down at the dinner table and he has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile. When he says to me, "How's my child?" I say, "I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man, Father. Think I'll color him love. Color him, Father. Think I'll color this man love. Yeah." He says education is the thing if you want to compete. Cause without it, son, life ain't very sweet. I love this man and I don't know why. Except I'll need his strength until the day that I die. My mother loves him and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister Rochelle. I heard her say just the other day that if it hadn't been for him, she couldn't have found her way. I think I'll color this man, Father. Think I'm gonna color him love. I've got to color him, Father. I think I'll color this man love. A real old man, he got killed in the war. And she knows that she and 7 children couldn't have gotten very far. She said she thought that she could never love again. And then there he stood with that big wide grin. He married my mother and he took us in. Now we belong to the man with that big wide grin. I got to color this man, Father. I'm gonna color him love, yeah. Gotta color him, Father, yeah. I believe I'll color this man love. gonna color him father, color him love, yeah.
Welcome back, family. And now we will perform with our usual excellence, our effort to go over to the Talking Care Room, and we lift up and inspire our ancestors as well as our higher self. And we're going to ask Mother Mardell to go over with us as well. And this is the time when we also solicit God for any prayers and for any needs that we might have. We acknowledge our ancestors in this room. We say Ashe. We also pour libations to acknowledge that the ancestors have never left us and that we're all connected in one big circle. And we believe in reincarnation. So therefore, all of our ancestors, they have been recycled back in life. And as we call them so we can stand on their shoulders, we know that the family will be complete. And Mother Bergs, I'm going to ask if you will also participate in this ceremony
yes.
with us. And if you can also offer up a prayer, we do pour libation. So I'm going to pour libation. And after doing that, I'm going to ask you if you will offer up a prayer for us, okay?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we stand with our hands up as if we're going to receive from God. And as we stand with our hands up, if we're going to receive from God, we are asking God to provide us with all of our needs. I pour libation for my mother's spirit, and I say, Ashe.
Ashe. Ashe to the spirit.
I pour libation for my father's spirit, and we say, Ashe.
Ashe.
I light a candle for my mother's spirit to guide her back home to us so that she can see her way. Ashe.
Ashe.
I light a candle for my father's spirit so that he can be guided back home safely. Ashe. I pour libation to the east, and I say, Ashe.
Ashe.
I pour libation to the west, and I say, Ashe.
Ashe.
I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe.
Ashe.
And finally, I pour libations to the south, and we say, Ashe.
Ashe.
And ladies and gentlemen, I periodically let the water hit the ground so that wherever the water falls, the ground will be fertile, and the word will take root and spring up and grow. And may the words that are said in this word take root and spring up and grow. And may one come in water, but God will give the increase. Father God, we thank you for all who's present here today, every family member that's present here today. Father, give them the desires of their heart. Father, direct their path and guide them on a one path with you. We say Oladulama Re is the African God, and Oromala is our prophet that we acknowledge. And we acknowledge all of our ancestors and call each one of them one by one, Madea, Big Mama, Papa. We call each one of them. If they're in the lagoon, may they find their way back. If they're in the Pacific, may they swim back quickly.
Yes.
And if they're in the Red Sea, caught up in the Red Sea, trying to make their way through the Middle Passage, we call them back, Father. It is their shoulders that we stand upon. We ask you to allow us to see over their shoulders so that we can begin to teach about ancestralship. And not that we worship ancestors, we commune with ancestors.
Yes.
And we say this is a communal ceremony. And as we call on those ancestors, we're careful to be reminded that we're never disconnected. They've always been in the atmosphere, and we call them back. And we say to God be the glory. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother Burst, will you please offer up a prayer for us?
And the prayer that I'm bringing is a prayer of thanks and forgiveness, hope and peace and love, that we all know that our past gives us strength for the present. And we thank our Eguns, our loved ones, and our ancestors for all that they went through to bring us to this point, to this day, and that it has opened up a way. So in pouring the libation, I am thankful that this will open up the way that we all can have an eternal flow of life in harmony. Ashe.
Ashe. Ashe. Thank you so much, Mother Burks, for that prayer. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go back over into the Care to Read room. And we have Mother Burks here with us today, and am I glad about it. I tell you, this is a special woman, ladies and gentlemen. She is very gifted in all of her energy healing, her ability to be an advisor, and a spiritual counselor. I want you to know you're amongst great people today, ladies and gentlemen. We have our phone line out there. Why don't you let it light up at 646-478-0270. I'm going to have Mother Burks come on to talk a little bit more about the work that she does in the community and a little more about her background and training, and then we're going to open up the phone lines. Mother Burks, you're in the atmosphere.
Well, thank you, and thank you so much, and it's a blessing to be here, and I want to thank you for those kind words, because they're words of inspiration for me, and there are so many things that we should be about, and myself, and one of them is just how our gracious host has said, I've been about many things to enlighten myself, and this is what it's about right now. We're at that time where we should be dealing with an intimacy with our higher self, and until we begin to realize and take that time out to do just that, then we're going to continue with a lot of, you know, chaos and struggles on things that are going on in our lives. But there can be peace. There can be peace. And that's what I like to, you know, talk to my clients about when they call, when I minister at the churches or do any lectures or workshops. It's about giving encouragement and hope, because that's the energy that's needed at this time. And as you can see with what's going on in our government and in the universe and around the world, right now people want answers. And those of us, like our hostess and myself, we have been on this journey, how they say, called to do a little bit more, and that's to help others to get to a point of realizing they can also find the peace and the encouragement and learn more and more about how to do things yourself, because that's what it's going to boil down to. You don't want to be a part of the chaos now that's going on in the spiritual realm of things right now in the world. You want to be able to have the peace, and people will notice it, and people will come to you for guidance. And that's why I'm glad she brought me online today. I'm glad that she is, our hostess is doing a whole lot by doing this, and me and her are going to get together and be able to get some more things going also that will help aid everyone to get closer to your higher self. And that's basically it. I'm in the ministry. I have an organization called the Sisterhood of Spiritual Renewal Incorporated, and I've had that for a while. I find myself just doing lecture and counseling at different places, and that's been very good. But far as my spiritual background, far as being a priestess in the Yoruba culture, all of that came in the early 90s, and I had a master teachers, and one of them that I really like to acknowledge is Reverend Kirby Jeffries. He put me on a more metaphysical path, and that's what I believe developed me. And during that development, I received spiritual gifts. The gifts that you would read in the Bible, the anointing, they would call it, are prophetic gifts. But it's having the gift of wisdom and being able to help others help themselves through guidance. And that's basically it. I got some more plans coming up. I'm going to be discussing them with our host for the future. It's a program where it's called the Oracles of Life Spiritual Learning Center. You can look that up on the website. We're working on our website now. We hope in the spring that we'll have a place. So I know I'm going to be talking with our host when we, you know, finished up today and see about her helping us, because she's always around in the community helping people like myself. She's always got doors and opportunities and a lot of things going on. It's a beautiful networking spirit that she has. So I just want to say I'm thankful to that.
Thank you so much, Mother Burks. I wanted to ask you if you can tell the listening or listening audience a little bit about their egun, because they heard you mention that term egun, and we've been trying to teach in this room and teach them about basic things. So if you can talk to them a little bit about terminology, what egun mean, and what is oracle reading, because so many of them want their oracles read, and divination. Could you speak on that for me?
Sure, I can. In the Yoruba culture, when you learn about the way of the ancestors then, and you learn, Egun is a Yoruba word, and it means spirit. When you say Egungun, that means ancestral spirits, you know, the ancient ones. So when you hear someone say, my spirit, my mother's spirit is here, or you could just say, oh, an Egun is here. So Egun means spirit, and it's a term used in the Yoruba culture. And when we have ceremonies, there's Egun prayers and Egungun prayers that you send out, and you would have them come and come to your home. You say a prayer out, come Egungun, come and sup with us, come and bless our home. And so that's what that word means. It means spirit. And the oracles, well, the word oracles, and the reason I picked the word oracles for the center that I want to get started, is the Oracles of Life Spiritual Learning Center. And I looked up that word, and I've been knowing about oracles because it's been in movies and advertised and different things. It means the answer. So symbolically for me, the spiritual center would be for the community, and it will have the answer. So it's the answer to different things, your health, your mind, body, and soul, you know, your needs, you know. So oracle means life. It means the answer. It means the answer to life. So if someone says, I want an oracle reading, that means you want to get an answer. You want to come to someone maybe, or either if you use cards, tarot cards, or angel cards. It's all kind of techniques. The oracle means the answer is coming through. So that's basically it. And you'll find that word used, but that's what oracle means. You can look it up in the dictionary, and I like it because it means it's the answer. You're coming for an answer. And
question. Some people ask the question, well, why is it necessary to bring a sacrifice after you've had a reading? Can you elaborate a little bit for the listening audience why it's important that God inhabits our sacrifice, and what is the benefit of the sacrifice once the reading has been done?
Well, in some of the readings, especially if we're dealing with the Yoruba culture, at the time when I was coming through back in the early 90s, I had to learn and adapt to the way they have different ceremonies. And what you're doing is you're basically using tradition of the culture. You're trying to, as close as possible, use the type of ceremonies and things that you would need to, as close as you can, to what our ancestors did. And a lot of changes have been made. And if you're dealing with animal sacrifice, I'm not sure whether that's something you're talking about. But usually during ceremonies and special occasions, this is what our ancestors did. And the reason it's important whether you when you come to the wise one, the Baba Lao, or your godmother or your godfather in cultural things like this, you come and you want to give an offering. And that offering can be monies, it can be fruit, it can be flowers, but it's usually sacrifice things are done and given during ceremonial times. You know, if there's a ceremony that's specially needed for a person, then they can, their godparent or their mentor or teacher is going to let them know, this is what this is about, you're going to need this for your sacrifice. So it depends what that sacrifice is.
And Mother Bush, is that called
offering?
Is that called Ebo?
Yeah, Ebo.
Okay,
yeah.
That's another term for you listening audience.
Yeah,
Ebo.
Absolutely, in the culture. And like I said, it can vary from whatever the need is called for once you get your divination or your reading, and then it'll come up if that's needed. But that's usually for something that is required. But, like I said, it just varies. But you're a very good point. Very good point.
Mother Birds, what is the life of a priestess? How does her life bless the community? And what is the normal daily life of a priestess? Can you describe it for us so that those that are out there who might be journeying onto priesthood will find out if they've been called to the priesthood?
Oh, now, that's a good point, because I can only give my journey, and of course I've met a whole lot of priests. There are different levels as you begin to say, I want to learn more about this, the culture. I want to learn more. Why am I a part of this? And it's something within you. So it's definitely a pull that pulls you to the studies of that type of lifestyle, and you'll be wondering why. But when you get involved in it, you learn. It's something that helps you. It's got to be a personal attachment. That's a very good question. And when you do learn more about how your ancestors carried on and how they loved nature and how they dealt with the sky, the trees, the earth, the animals, you know, you have to really be desiring that. The way society is now, all of that has been lost. But some of us have desired that knowing. And that's why people are getting more into it. And the lifestyle of a priest or a priestess, it would be, as far as serving the community, after you go through all the levels of ceremonies and studying and initiations, there are different levels. After you go through the levels and you finally tell your godmother or your teacher who is guiding you through the culture through the years, they'll say to you, you know, I feel you're ready. Do you want to go higher? And that higher, it requires a ceremony. This is a special ceremony. And this is when you begin to get divinations that deal with your own personal energies. And you have to have the high priest there, which is usually a babalawo, your godparents who have guided you to this point. And they request through the spirit and through divination if it's time for you, because, you know, many are called, but few are chosen, so to speak. And once you're called, you are a godmother, or you are a godfather, and your life totally changed because you open up your home or either your heart or you set it up so people can have access to you. It reminds me of being a minister of churches that are very active in their community. So the same way, it's just that it's on a different level. You know, it's dealing more with our ancestors and our traditional way of living. But other than that, it's a schedule, and you know what? It's a committed schedule. You have to be committed. You have to love wanting to serve. You cannot be a priestess and just believe that's all to it and just sit and look pretty. Look, even for the men, look handsome because you're all dressed up. If you're really committed to the way our ancestors' lifestyle was back then in Africa and in the different islands, you will be committed. This will be a way of life. That's the difference. That's the difference. Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other religions that are similar to Yoruba, Ifa, like the Vodun, Icon, and the Kemetic? Are they all one and the same, or how is Vodun different from the other religions?
Well, to my understanding, you know, it goes all the way back to our the slavery and how the slavery ships and the way our ancestors were sold to different areas, different islands and different places. That's where the change may come in. But the foundation coming from West Nigeria, the Yoruba area in Africa, you know, it just starts from there. And then like in Haiti, they practice Vodun. It's similar, but the names are different, you know, far as the deities go. And then the combination are what keeps everything the same is the energy. Different names, same energy. My favorite story was dealing with in New Orleans, a lot of the people there, and especially in the Haitian religion, they let you know during their slave times it was hard because no one was able to keep their own culture and their way of life or anything. So what they found was in the Catholic teachings, they saw where there was a lot of resemblance to the characters of the saints, to their own deities. And one of them that I love, because I know she's my mother in the culture, is Yemonja, and mm-hmm. she would be Mother Mary. So they
and that's
hid
mine
behind.
Too. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And
that's
we
water
hid behind
the
saints, dealing with the water in the ocean. So when they learned about how the our slave masters made us go to church and we peeked through the windows and we saw how they worshiped these different deities of theirs, we hid behind theirs. So when you find in the Vodun St. James, Mother Mary, Mercedes, these saints, they have names that we call them in the Yoruba culture or in Haiti. They call them different names. But you're working with the same energy. Everyone knows that Virgin Mary is the one nurturing love. She loves her children, and she's a patriarch for a lot of things. When you read about her, just know, we was like back then saying, hey, she's like Yemonja. She loves her children, and she nurtures. And so this is how it kind of started. But there are lots of saints and in the Vodun culture. Then there's Dahomey. That's one that's similar. Then you practice Omnum play. In Brazil, they have another type. Oh, it's just beautiful because when you begin to study it, you're dealing with the energy. I myself had Xangô on my head.
Okay.
And he deals with the lightning you know, the fire. He's a two-headed sword. Well, he has a different name. Starts with an X, Excelsior or something in the Haitian culture. And then you go somewhere else in the Catholic. It's St. Barbara. St. Barbara is the patriarch for Xangô. But it's the energy, the characteristic that pulls it all together for me, which helps me to flow through churches and to flow through African workshops and ceremonies.
So you can still carry that energy, but you
yes.
knowing that they have given it new names.
Yes.
Mother Burks, our time is up on us, but
okay.
we're going to ask you to come back again, Mother Burks.
Thank
Will
you.
You please open up your schedule so you can come back again and we do a part two?
Okay,
is
well, you just
possible?
Say when. You say
okay.
when, and then we can definitely work that out. And thank you
okay.
so much, and God
well,
bless
you pick
all.
One day. You pick one day this week. We have Wednesday and Friday. You pick one day that you'd love to come back, and we'll give
okay.
you 30 more minutes so that you can do
God bless
that part
you.
Two.
Thank you.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then, ladies and gentlemen, our time is upon us, but we have Mother Burks, Reverend Mother Burks, in the room. She is an ordained minister as well as priestess.
Amen.
She and I both are in the Yoruba faith, and she has so much knowledge and information that I want to tap into that knowledge later on this week and have her come back. And we're going to say good evening, and we're going to also ask that if you would like to, I'm going to have the chat room open. Mother Burks, if you go up under Blog Talk Radio, and then you go into Omiyinka, O-M-I-Y-I-N-K-A, we'll have the chat room open, so if they want to further ask questions, they can actually go into our chat room, but you have to go on the Internet for that, okay?
Okay.
So if you can make it this evening and come on, we'll still be on there talking. But you go under Blog Talk, B-L-O-G-T-A-L-K, Radio, R-A-D-I-O, and then ask for the Care to Read room.
All right.
Okay. Thank you
okay.
so much, Mother
Thank
Burks.
You.
And
Thank
maybe
you.
This Wednesday or Friday you can come back and be with us.
Okay. We'll see.
Okay.
I
you tell me
schedule.
When. What day looks good for you?
I want to say Wednesday, but like I'll have to check my schedule. When,
okay.
You know,
well, you do
we
that and give
schedule.
Me. Give me a call
okay.
earlier that day so I can put you
Thank
on the schedule.
You so,
now,
so
you've been
much.
Written up already on here and everything, so we will definitely
right.
love to have you back. And listening audience, please join us in the chat room. You have the Honorable Reverend Mother Burks in the room, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much, listening audience, and thank you, Mother Burks, and we will be
yes.
talking soon. This is a family affair, family, and I have to say, Odabo to you in the native tongue of Yoruba. Is there a last word for you, Mother Burks?
Ashe,
give us a
ashe,
prayer,
please. Ashe. And the
give
last
us a
word.
Prayer, give us a prayer for the
okay.
evening, Mother Burks.
For this evening, as I leave you, I want to say peace. Lord, send the peace and the joy and the revelation that's needed at this time for all mankind, in my hope and in the heavenly host hope. Amen.
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 Thank you so much. And this is A Family Affair. We're going out of here on Family Affair. Thank you so much. See you tomorrow.
child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn. And another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom. With blood thicker than mud, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Lord, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Why not?
Newlywed a year ago, but you're still checking each other out. Yes, you are. And nobody wants to blow, and nobody wants to be left out. No. You can't leave cause your heart is there. You can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway cause you are broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Yeah, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
Oh, it's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family
today. I don't quite think you know who was in this room today, but Mother Dale Burtz is one of my mentors as well as teachers, and she is a Yoruba priestess, and I think she was being rather adamant about her gifts and skills, and she'll be back with us again later on sometime this month, possibly this week, to share with us about priesthood lifestyle. As most people know, I am an ordained minister and priest. She and I both share the titles of ordained ministers, so we have been able to connect to the spiritual churches and Christian churches. She has a wealth of knowledge that she'd like to share with us about how you can become a priest if you feel led that you have the calling on your life. And if you love people and love to assist and aid them and love nature like she talked about, then maybe you're one of those priestesses whose God has called to do his work. It makes you an ambassador, an advisor, an advocate. It makes you a person and a people lover and someone who like to help and aid in the time when others are sick and are in need of a doctor. Yes, we're taught energy healing and we're taught Reiki healing so that we are able to heal and speak into the lives of others who are not well. Mardell has worked in the capacity of doing oracle readings throughout the year. Once a year, she invites people from all over the world to come, and she actually endows them with divination article reading. And that is something we want to make more available to our community listeners, to not only have an oracle reading for the nation, for the city, but for individuals as well. This is not a bellhop job, but it's an opportunity to speak in the lives of those who are in need of an answer. As she told you, oracle readings mean giving you a solution and an answer. We'd like to thank you for joining us today on this spiritual guide, and stay with us. Tomorrow we have a great speaker to talk to us again about Fit for Life and how we can get all of our metaphysic training lined up. We have some beautiful people that will be speaking to you this week, and we hope that you can stay with us, because we're going to try to be here all 5 days this week, and you don't want to miss it, ladies and gentlemen. Here's my chance to bring spirituality to you in your living room. So open up your doors and allow us to come in. We thank you for letting us be with you, and we also look forward to you coming back. I am your mother, too. Don't forget that. We're going out of here with that.
Your family too.
will be right back here at the same time, 5 o'clock. Why don't you join us? We will have another guest speaker coming in to talk to you about guided spirituality. And my prayer is that you will stay in the spirit, you will be in the spirit, and you will not be confused by the lust of the flesh, and you will have eternal guidance in your life.